Texas. This is Lillian Salerno. I'm here with my friend and co-host, Kendall Scudder, and we're here to present Pod Bless Texas. What's going on, Kendall?
What's going on, Lil? This is so much fun.
I know. Can you believe this day has come?
It's pretty crazy.
Tomorrow, we're launching this podcast, and I got to say, I hope our listeners realize this is our first time, and we don't know what we're doing.
And a bit of a confession. Number one, Lil has gotten me drunk. Number two, we already had it put together, and we decided we hated the intro, and so...
We sounded scripted, so this will for sure. No script, but really
off the rails. Here we go.
We were just trying to put together something to try to let people know what we were trying to accomplish here with Pod Bless Texas, but it's sort of hard to explain. I think you just have to feel it.
I don't think it's too hard to explain, Lil. I mean, there's just this huge void where people who think like us and who understand or share our values, at least, we just don't have an outlet. We don't have anywhere to go to make sure that people are hearing our point of view. So, boom.
Here it is. Pod Bless Texas launching tomorrow. And when we do launch, we had already recorded a session with Sue to be elected, or she's been elected, she's going to be sitting as a House of Representatives person, Julie Johnson, on Tuesday, and we already interviewed her, and we'll be showing that, you'll be listening to her when we launch this on tomorrow? Is it tomorrow?
Well, no. When they're listening to it, it's actually going to be today. So,
okay.
So when they're
days fall into nights. So what we know for sure is we came by this honestly. What we're trying to do, our mission is pure.
Yeah.
So that's good. And just I wanted people to know how we got to know each other and who we are. But
it's actually kind of a crazy story.
It is
story.
Crazy. Crazy story. 2010. And as you know, Kendall and I are both the same age. Haha. No, we're
picture
not.
Picture this. Sicily, 1910.
Picture. I love that. Picture this. 2010 Texas governor's race. Both of us interested in what we were hoping to be the future governor, Governor Bill White, mayor of Houston.
Where were we? We were probably in Athens or Jacksonville.
It was out east. I think it was Athens, Texas.
Yeah, probably.
And I was staffing what we were hoping to be the future first lady of Texas.
Womp, womp.
And we both love her still, and that's Andrea White. I adore her, and she's one of my favorite people in the entire world, which I only met in 2010. And I was staffing her along with another friend of ours from Dallas, Elizabeth De Leon. And we went out there and we met you.
I didn't know Elizabeth De Leon was out there staffing.
Yeah, we were all out there. She was her body person when she came to Dallas. Bill and Adrian came to Dallas so much during that race because
always go to Dallas and Houston and Austin and San Antonio. And the rest of us are just like, hi, we'd like to see you every now and then. Please.
So we did come out to East Texas. Yeah. It was our East Texas tour. And I still remember when I met you because you said to Andrea, I'm so supportive. You want Bill to win the governorship, and then somehow...
Who doesn't want that sorry son of a bitch Rick Perry out of the governorship?
God.
Remember when he was our biggest problem?
I know. That seems like such not a problem compared to where we are today in 2019. And remember, I don't know if you ever knew, but me and some of my colleagues with the Bill White campaign actually followed Rick Perry to try to get him to debate Bill followed him.
Did you wear that chicken suit? Was that you in the chicken suit?
That was not me in the chicken suit. One of our colleagues. But when we met you, you were you were clean shaven, not like you are today.
Yeah. I'm very rustic. Well, I'm like Grizzly Adams.
You are like Grizzly Adams. But you were clean shaven, nice East Texas boy, and you said something to Andrew along the line of, I love Bill White and I care about Democratic values. You probably didn't say it in those words, but then you said something, and I was raised by two mothers, and I looked at you and I said, so what? Wasn't everybody?
Which I to this day don't get it.
Okay. Well, you don't have to get it, but you knew what I meant. Sure. And then we didn't run into each other. I mean, I didn't follow you on Facebook because I have social media challenges.
We went completely absent of one another until a Christmas party in 2017. Lil had announced she was running for Congress, and I was running for the state Senate in Senate District 2. And we were at, I'm not going to name the organization, but we were at a Christmas party together, and they were doing an in memorial thing, and it was lasting forever. And I walked to the back of the room, because when you're a candidate, you have to go to these events all the time,
whether you like it or not.
Yeah. And so, you know, you want to be supportive of people and what they're doing, but sometimes it's like, oh, this is a painful event. And this was a painful event. And like, they were hushing everyone and no one was allowed to speak. And like, they were just being really intense. And so I kind of walked back to the back, and Lil and one of her team members were sitting on top of a pool table. And Lil looks at me and says, "This place is like a fucking funeral." And she said, "We're leaving." And so we had never,
with all due respect, we're leaving.
And so we had never, like, we at the time, it had not occurred to us that we had met 8 years prior. And we left. I said, "I know a great party that's happening in East Dallas." And we got in my truck and we drove over to East Dallas and had a killer time.
Yeah, and those awesome folks.
And then we remembered that we had met after we were talking, and it was just too much fun.
Too much fun. And it was only, I was a candidate for, a congressional candidate for the 32nd district, which is in North Texas, and was in a runoff and I lost. And the guy that beat me, his name is Colin Allred, he's a good guy, and he won. And we won the seat, so I feel like we accomplished a big thing, because we needed to win that seat to be one of the, one of the reasons that we took back the House. So that was a good thing, but it sucks losing, as you know.
I am very familiar.
How many times have you lost? That was my first.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm a perennial candidate at this point. That's how many times I've lost.
Well, you're going to probably keep running, and that's not what the reason
loss
we're doing.
Losses beyond my years.
I don't plan on running again. I plan on hoping that I can bring some truth for Texas politics through this podcast, but I hope you run again, because
we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But for now, I just feel like people in Texas don't have a way to track Texas politics and what's happening at the legislature and who the characters are.
And not get to know the real people, not just whether or not they voted for the bathroom bill, which we all know was terrible for Texas and had just immeasurable harm to Texas.
Yeah. It became very apparent to me when I was running that people were just so poorly informed of the legislative session. I was running against Senator Bob Hall. And again, people probably don't know who that guy is. They know a little more about him now than they used to. But the guy said that the number one issue facing the people of Texas was electromagnetic death pulses
it's
from
not.
Outer space. No. Turns out it's not. I mean, the guy is
crazy.
Just to the right of Attila the Hun.
Oh,
and
my God.
So it just became this very apparent problem that we were all facing, that the people of Texas need some sort of channel to be able to pay attention to what's happening in the legislative session. And so that's what I want us to be able to do. But a lot of stuff happens when the legislative session isn't in place. And
yep.
I think probably one of the most underreported stories of the last month has been that State Representative Ron Reynolds was filing bills from a jail cell. He just got out of jail just in time for the legislative session. Why are people not talking about that more? And it's unacceptable.
Well, and unacceptable. I think people in Texas are so much better than their politics. And when I decided to come back to Texas and run and come back here to live, because I lived outside the state, I just feel like we're at this really crucial time in our history where we have literally abdicated our responsibility in the sense of, you know, private citizen taking charge of their politics. And now what we saw in 2018, where people did take that back through these grassroots organizations, through this, you know, voter turnout that we had, and through some great candidates. And we need to just keep it going, man. And so I'm hoping that Pod Bless Texas, we give voice to people.
For
and
sure.
We allow people to have a way to communicate their message. We want more people to run. We need more quality candidates. And Kendall and I have a special heart for rural Texas.
Yeah.
And me, because I grew up half in East Dallas, but also in rural Texas. And I've worked a lot in rural America and in rural Texas, and I think they get the short stick on a lot of stuff. And we want to make sure that if there's a school teacher out there in rural Texas and she wants to be on the school board or she wants to run for city council, that she knows there's a voice for her. We're going to give it to her. We're going to put her ahead of probably folks maybe that are more sexy taxi that want to run in the cities because they get a lot of voice. But we need to make sure there's an opportunity for folks that want to do good things for working Texans, that they have a voice.
Yeah. And so here's the thing, fam. This is episode zero, which means our first episode will actually be recorded whenever we swear in people in the first legislative session. So on January 8th, that episode one will come out the following Monday. But this episode was just to kind of say hi, introduce the two of us. And we had an opportunity to sit down and chat with Julie Johnson, state representative elect in House District 115. She was so sweet to let us use her as a like
guinea person,
guinea pig. And so this is just kind of a sneak peek interview that we had with Julie Johnson at Public School 972.
That's the area code of Dallas.
Yeah, it's allegedly. It's a bar up in North Dallas just outside of House District 115. And so we're going to let you listen to that interview that we did. She's so neat, and she just kind of gives you some insight on what it's like to get elected. It's not too policy heavy. We just kind of, it was interesting. When all these new people came in, we were just curious about what happens when you get elected, because clearly Lil and I have never won an election.
Salt and wound. Thank
Ouch.
You.
Ouch. Lovable losers.
Lovable losers we are.
And so our friend Will Cummings sat down with us and we did an interview with Julie Johnson. So I think that we should go ahead and wrap over to that. So without any further ado, here's our interview from earlier this week at North Dallas Gastropub Public School 972 with our friend Will Cummings with State Representative-elect Julie Johnson. Julie Johnson, who is here at Public School 972 in North Dallas, just outside of House District 115. First question, what is the biggest honor, being elected to represent the people of House District 115 or being the first guest on Pod Plus Texas?
That is a very tough choice right there. I have to say, you know, it was a big honor to be elected, you know, and in that whole process, one of the best parts of it is all the fabulous people that I got to meet and the dear friends that I got to make, including the two of you. And it's just an honor to be here. I'm so excited about your venture, and I want Pod Bless Texas to be the most exciting thing Texans do when, you know, every week when it comes out. I'm very excited about it and just thrilled to be here and just so proud of both of y'all.
Thank you. We were so happy to be here. Tell us, because as you know, neither of us have been elected, so we got to know from you.
It's a wonderful feeling. I highly recommend it.
We'll give it a shot one day.
What was the, when you went down to Austin right after you were elected, first question, what was the most annoying thing that you saw besides the a million meetings? Was there something that you said, man, I didn't know this was going to be like this? And then we want to know the best part.
Probably the ladies' bathroom off the House floor is really small.
Oh, because they're not used to it having to be large.
They had to revamp that. You know,
area for the
yeah, there. Yes, exactly.
Is it
clean? I think Representative Air. Yes, it's
is
very
it like
clean.
Bucky's clean?
Nothing is Bucky's clean.
Damn right.
You know,
Bucky's clean is
nothing
immaculate.
Is Bucky's clean. But you know, they had to modify it because for the longest time they didn't even have a women's bathroom off the House floor.
Oh, well, so
but
I don't know
it's
this.
It's right across from the members' lounge. So the other thing I learned, you know, you cannot have any food or drink on the House floor at all. So on times when you're there till the wee hours, like on, if you go back to Wendy Davis's stand, right, her filibuster stand, or on budget night, they're telling us that we'll be there till 3 or 4 in the morning,
right.
No food or drink. You have to, you know, escape over to the members' lounge to get a sip of water, which happens to be right across from the ladies' restroom, so that's all very good.
So do people bring flasks, or?
No, you're not allowed. They'll, like, the sergeant-at-arms will come get mad at you. I guess you can have, like, candy in your desk or something.
Is it because their carpet there is so nice they don't want to ruin it or something?
Yeah, but, you know,
it's hideous
it's
carpet.
It's also really, really cold. So Sarah Davis.
Have beaver nuggets?
Pardon me?
You can't have beaver nuggets?
No food. No. And apparently, Representative Sarah Davis has a bipartisan electric blanket club because it's so cold that so many people have these small electric blankets under their desks because it's freezing in there.
Okay, I don't know this Harriet
little
Earhart story that
little,
y'all alluded
little,
to.
Little from
she's
the
in Dallas, Texas. She was, I guess, the first female representative,
oh, yes.
And so they had to build a restroom.
Harriet served the Dallas area very honorably for a very long time. And is
Fun
a wonderful
fact,
woman.
I grew up at a house across the street from her.
And so they constructed the bathroom there for her? Is that
she has great stories. We should have her on.
Huh. You should. She would be great to have one.
Producing on the fly.
Okay, so here's my question. So you get elected and you go down to Austin, right? What happens then? Like, I saw y'all posting all kinds of pictures about drawing for seniority and picking offices. Walk me through this. What happens?
Everything in the House is based on seniority. And so we have 28 new freshmen. Well, how do you decide the seniority order of these freshmen? You got to put everybody gets in line somehow. And based on that, you get to pick your offices, your parking spot. Very important, your parking spot.
Oh.
You get to do a seniority pick for what committees you want to be on. So that whole seniority thing. So they have these little ping pong balls with different numbers on it, and you have to go draw your ping pong ball. And so we all went down there and drew our ping pong ball.
So did your campaign manager give you a ping pong ball already marked, put in your pocket, put out there so you get the...
That would have been an excellent strategy, but I did not take advantage of that.
Do freshmen not get parking spots and you have to ride those little scooters up to the dome?
No, everyone gets a spot. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a thing. And then you go into this room and they have three big boards set up. One for your office, one for your desk on the House floor, and one for your parking spot. And in the order of your ping pong ball, then you get to go pick your office, your desk, and your parking spot.
So what ping pong ball did you draw?
I got 18.
Oh.
I know. I was a little very unsatisfied with my ping pong ball. But
who got number one?
John Boosie.
Oh, in Williamson County?
Yes, my really good friend John. And
who is 17 people your senior.
He is. That is so annoying. But I love John. He's great. I think he and I are going to do a lot together, work well together. We're going to be really good friends. We had a great time together. I know. I really like him. But, you know, I think it all, you know how karma is. It all works out for a reason. Because I know for a fact that had I drawn a higher ping pong ball, I would have picked a different office. And I would have ended up in an all-Democratic hall, which at the end of the day, I don't think is good for me. I ended up on a good mix of Republicans and Democrats, and I think that's going to be better for me as a legislator to make relationships with people across the aisle. We're still a minority party. We have to work with the other side to be able to be effective. And so we have a great hall. Many of them were funded, ran against Empower Texas candidates just like myself. It's like Cody Harris, he's a freshman, he's on our hall. And it's Jessica Gonzalez and John Turner and me. We're the four freshmen. And, you know, but Cody, Empower Texas spent more against him than they did against me. And I didn't think that was possible. So, you know, it's like we have the same enemy, so we are officially friends.
Awesome.
And so, you know, it's going to be great, I think. And apparently you have hall parties. And you're rated based on your hall party. You know, people want to come to your hall. So you got to work with your hall. You got to have a good hall. We have a great hall.
Julie Johnson knows how to throw a party.
Yes, great hall. You're all going to want to come visit us.
Do you decorate your door? Kind of like home?
No. The decoration says Representative Johnson. That's the decoration.
That's pretty good decoration.
It's pretty awesome.
Did you cheer up a little bit?
I know. My chief of staff sent me a picture, and it says, you know, Representative Julie Johnson, have all of our names out. And I have to say, I got a little verklempt. It was very exciting.
I got teary-eyed watching you get teary-eyed. Tell us, what committees are you thinking you're going to get on based on, or what did you want to get on, and which committees
are
you going
to
be on?
Yeah, so, you know, it's hard to know. As freshmen, we get sort of the last picks of the stuff. It's a great Sudoku puzzle. But I had a wonderful meeting with the soon-to-be speaker, Bonin, I'm hoping to get on public health. You know, my wife is a physician, and so I know a lot about how healthcare affects doctors. And me and my, as a personal injury attorney, I see so many people who've been injured without health insurance and what that's like. And with Texas being 50th out of 50th in the state of people with insurance, I think that's an issue that is mandatory that we address. So I'm hoping to get on that. And, you know, wherever else I can serve, higher education is a good committee. I think, actually, PubEd, they only have 13 spots, so freshmen's not going to get put on PubEd, most likely. Maybe the Judiciary Committee, as an attorney, I have a lot of experience that could be meaningful for that. But at the end of the day, it's all important, or they wouldn't exist, and they all do important things for the state of Texas. And whatever committee I'm assigned to, I'm going to work hard, make it meaningful for my district and the people of House 115 and Texas, and do the best I can.
And just so, because we're speaking to the whole state, maybe some people, Texans outside the state, your district represents, just give us the geography.
Yeah, it's Northwest Dallas County. So it's Farmers Branch, Carrollton, Coppell, Irving Valley Ranch, and a smidge of Addison, and like a little tiny, tiny bit of Dallas.
All right.
So when you picked your desks, okay, who did you end up sitting next to? Because I know you have desk mates down there.
Yes,
right?
So Carl Sherman is my desk mate.
Who is taking over for Helen Giddings,
yes,
in South Dallas.
Yes, so Carl and I are very excited. We're going to have a great time. And, you know, I think it's actually a perfect pairing because he's South Dallas, I'm North Dallas, and so together we're all of Dallas. You know, we kind of bring it together to bring Dallas together. We're going to have a good time.
Big. Huh? Dallas coming in big, right?
It is.
I love it.
Tone down your Dallas, please.
Nope, never gonna happen. Dallas through and through.
East Texas in the house. Okay, so let's plug something. So what are you working on? What do you expect to be one of your first priority bills that'll be coming through? And how can people that are listening today help you, or do you even know if we can yet?
Well, I think obviously always communicating with our office and letting us know of issues that need to be fixed. You know, we all have our own life experiences, but we haven't lived everyone's life and how it intersects with the state of Texas and the laws on our books. So to bring issues to light that we had never really thought about, you know, are very helpful. And I've had some amazing constituent meetings so far on some issues that, quite frankly, I had never experienced myself. And I was like, I cannot believe that's the law. We need to do something about that. So, you know, communicating with our office and is about things that we need to address is very helpful. And then letting us know your opinions on things. Obviously, the priority for the legislature is fixing public education finance, our property taxes, and how we fund our public schools. That is the number one agenda for everyone. The governor, the lieutenant governor, and the future speaker have all laid that down. We all are going to have some fights about how that gets done, but that's going to be the number one issue that's coming through. But I also still think our healthcare issues are very, very important and shouldn't be neglected either. So we just have and criminal justice reform is another big issue that we're going to see. It's going to be a fascinating session.
All right.
Ooh.
That's so exciting.
It is.
Okay, so Lillian and I, you know, we were candidates this cycle too, and we were not successful, and you were. And so it might leave some people to wonder, you know, what does Julie have that Lillian and Kendall don't? And so I want to play a game right quick. We're going to play with Will, because it wouldn't be fair for Julie to answer questions about herself. So here's what we're going to do, Will. I am going to list a fact.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to say whether it is Lil, Kendall, or Julie. Does that sound like a game that we can play? Sound good?
Sure. All right.
I'm so unprepared for this game.
Well,
yeah,
that's
let's
the
do
point
it.
Of a game. You're
point
not supposed to be prepared.
It's a podcast.
If I gave you everything and you were prepared, it wouldn't be a game.
Yeah, but I like winning.
Okay. So, okay, we're going
to
start.
I can't wait.
What do you want
to
name the game? What are we going to name this game?
Who was that?
Okay, it's the new sensation sweeping the nation. Here it comes. What was it again?
Who was that?
Working title.
Okay, I would say that you have an arbitrary time limit, but you don't. Okay, ready?
Good. Let's do it.
Started a successful personal injury law practice from nothing.
Julie.
got into a fight with a Brahms attendee about their ability to make ice cream floats.
Kendall.
Realized halfway through a candidate form that their shirt was on inside out.
Kendall.
No, that was actually Lillian.
Damn. I think I might have
is
been
is a leading
there too.
Board member for the Human Rights Campaign.
Lil.
No, it's Julie.
What?
Lost not one, but two phones on election night and spent the next day trying to piece everything together.
Wow, that's tough. I'm literally looking at two of the people it could have been.
Could have been anyone.
It really could have. It could have been anybody in this room.
Hurry, TikTok.
Lillian.
It's Lil, you're right.
Oh, yes.
Ran a field of 10 staff and knocked on over 40,000 doors and raised a total of $940,000 to win.
Julie.
That's Julie. Has a scholarship for young women entering the legal field.
Julie.
Managed to hit their win number but still lost by 20,000 votes.
Kendall.
That would be me.
Was
court-appointed special advocate for CASA of Dallas helping abused children in the DFW area.
Julie.
Served on Hillary Clinton's advisory board.
Lil.
No, that's Julie.
Damn. Had
two outstanding appointments every week to get her hair done during the campaign.
Kendall.
That would be.
Damn it.
Good guess, though.
You said you didn't
so
say
anyways,
her.
Congratulations. Well, you win. You just won the game.
What do I win?
You win the prize of winning.
You get to be on this podcast. You're welcome.
All right.
It has a total of zero listeners right now.
That's awesome.
Zero revenues.
Okay, so that was the game I wanted to play. Congratulations. So in case you were wondering what Julie has that Lil and Kendall don't, there you go. Okay, so we have a couple more questions. Tell us about your fabulous internship that you have going.
You know, I'm very excited about this. A donor here in Dallas, I was meeting with her and she wanted to help see how she could engage young people of color into the political process because we need more young people who can go back to their communities, who have experience, who know what they're doing. And so she's helped fund this fellowship program. And so I have three interns. And they are just super, super smart. One of them, June, I love her. She's a Korean woman. She went and got a physics degree at Columbia because there weren't enough women who had physics degrees, and she was so irritated to prove that women can have physics degrees.
Oh,
she's
shit.
Wow. Fierce, she's smart, and so excited. And, you know, I'm so excited to provide this opportunity. They're going to work in district and then come down to my Capitol office and just work on all sorts of things of community organizing, policy research and work and development, and just give these young people some great experience to do that. And it's our Connolly Fellow Program. And so she funded a fellowship for me as well as for State Representative-elect Jessica Gonzalez. And so
it's great.
To try to give more young people experience, and I'm just thrilled that we have that.
Okay, so last question, Julie, before we sign off. What is the biggest perk of being elected to the State House? Like, what have you found is just like the bossest part?
Well, it's that right now is free parking at DFW.
Dude, it's ridiculous. DFW, do you get it at Love Field too or just DFW?
DFW, the airport,
free.
Yeah.
Parking.
Yes.
Terminal D parking?
All of it.
What?
Do
you have to park in like
thing.
One of those parking spots or do you get to park
anywhere
like
you want? Free parking.
Does we are say, this is a now encouraging
I know.
A lot more people.
Who knew? I had no idea. Who knew this? This is gonna require inspire everyone to run for office. Yay.
So if I had one in November, I wouldn't have to pay whenever I go on trips.
That's correct.
To park my vehicle at
right.
the airport.
That's correct.
So you could be there you could be wherever you need to be for 5 days and not have to pay. That's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that is
it's
amazing.
It's a courtesy
I've
parking.
Suddenly just gotten more upset about losing my election.
It's okay. What
you're
else?
You're going to cry tears every time on your way to the airport. But, you know, we have, in fairness, we have to travel so much between our districts in Austin that, you know, it's just it right. just helps offset some of the, we don't really get paid as legislators.
How much do you get paid as a legislator?
$7,000 the whole time. So, you know, it's not. And one of the problems with that, though, is unfortunately, it's difficult for, you know, working class folks to go be in the legislature and be in our government because they can't afford to do it. You know, you have to, provide for your families. And so you end up with older folks that have made it through their careers and can financially afford to be there. But still, there's a lot of expense and a lot of travel that goes in away from your business, away from your family. So it is nice that, you know, we can don't have to pay those high fees to travel between Dallas and Austin every time. But I was pretty excited, I have to admit.
That is so freaking cool.
Okay, Julie Johnson, thank you so much for taking time out of your super busy schedule to be here with us today on episode 0 of Pod Bless Texas. If folks wanted to follow you and your legislative happenings, where are they going?
Facebook, Julie Johnson for Texas. Twitter, Julie Johnson TX. And it's such an honor to be here. I just love you guys so much. You are two of the people who I just got so close with on the campaign trail and was heartbroken that you didn't win, but just blessed to have lifetime friends. So thank you for having me.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Julie Johnson, for taking time out to join us in our episode 0 of Pod Bless Texas. We want to thank Will for joining us this week on our rotating third mic, and Public School 972 for allowing us to record here today. If you've liked what you've heard, please take time to hit subscribe, give us a 5-star rating in your podcast store. Thank you so much for joining us on Pod Bless Texas, and thank you so much to the team that came out to watch us record our first episode. Our little private party here at Public School 972. The next time that you see us, we'll be recording a special episode straight from Austin to cover the swearing-in of our new legislators, the election of the new Speaker of the House, and the firing of the metaphorical starting pistol. So thank you so much for listening and sharing with your friends. On behalf of myself, Lillian, and the entire Pod Bless Texas crew, have a blessed day.